We are now in Simen Shin Mem. We're up to Sif Ches, and we'll be doing from Ches through Yud Gimel. Sif Ches, Molchin Shenoflu Min HaKeses, the stuffing that came out of the pillow. Mutter Lachzir, you're allowed to put them back. Muchin are any soft things, whatever your pillow is stuffed with, be it feathers, be it anything else. Avaloser Litnam B'Tchilo B'Keses, you're not allowed to stuff a pillow for the first time. Why is that? That is because you're creating a keli. An unstuffed pillow is not a pillow yet. By stuffing it, you're creating a keli. By putting the stuffing back in, that's mutter, but it's got to be the stuffing into the very pillow that it came out of. The Mishtaburer brings down that although Rov Rishonim learned that it's a daraisa, the Rambam sheet is that it's a drabonin and a gzeir that you're going to come and sew it. Now the poskim say that this would apply with a shoelace that comes out of a shoe. Putting a shoelace into a shoe, putting a new shoelace into a shoe is a tikkun mana. Whereas putting back the old shoelace, that is mutter. So if a shoelace comes out, say a shoelace tears, you want to then go and take half the shoelace and put it back into it. That's mutter. But to go ahead and put in a new shoelace is problematic. Siftes, also lekabetz melach mimasreifos hamelach. You're not allowed to collect salt from where they make salt by desalinating the seawater. What they do is they're using the sun to dry out the water, and what you're left with is salt. Shadoma la ma'amer, because it's like ma'amer. In ma'amer, what you're doing is you're making sheaves of grain. So that the same thing would be here, where you're now collecting things from where they're formed. V'chein also lekabetz kol davar mimakom gidulo. The same goes for anything that you're collecting where it grows. The halachi is like this, that this is only an isidra button in the case of salt, because we paskin that ma'amar only applies to gedule karka, things that grow from the ground. Whereas fruits, for example, if you collect them from under the tree, that would be considered ma'amar da'oraisa. How about fruits not b'makom gidulam? For example, you had a crate of apples that spilled out in the house. You had a bowl of fruit that spilled out on the table. So the halacha is that would not involve ma'amar. We did see at a previous point that there could be other isurim. But the malacha of ma'amar, even with regard to gidulei karka, is only b'makom gidulo. We will see an exception very soon. Sif Yud. Hamakabetz devela va'osu menu igul. This is dry dates that you go and make this one, you press this one thing out of them. Or you went ahead and made a hole in the figs in a way that it became one. You strung the figs. Hareza toldos ma'amer. These are toldos of ma'amer. This is a daraisa. So here we have a question. This is not b'makom gidulo. We said that if you go and collect the fruits under the tree, that is ma'amer. But if you collect fruits that spilled out in your apartment, that's mutter lechatchila. Why over here is it aser? Is it chayiv? The teretz is because whenever you go ahead and put together different things that grow from the ground to create one thing out of them, that's going to be chayiv if the normal place to do that is not b'makom gidulo. So here, the normal thing to do when you want to make a string of figs is to do it not b'makom gidulo, so you're chayiv. So among other things, the poskim discuss the possibility of the maleches ma'amar in making a flower arrangement on Shabbos, because you're taking stray flowers and making a unit out of them. And the normal place to make a flower arrangement is not where the flowers grow, but in the house. So that could be a shaila v'daraisa. Sif Yud Aleph. Afal pi shenosnim shmushmim ve'gozim l'dvash lo yechatzim b'yado. This is a machaber that we saw before already in the malach of Borer. The halacha is that even though you put nuts and sesame in honey without any problems of leisha, for example, and we discussed that previously, you're not allowed to separate them. Meaning, you put them all in honey, you want to coat them in honey, but right now you have a mixture of honey and nuts. You now want to go and separate the honey-coated nuts from the rest of the honey. That is going to be also because of borer. Further, sif yud beis, Hanosen zera pishton or shum shumin v'kiyotzu ben b'mayim chayiv mishum losh, neishim is arvim v'nitolim zebazet. If you take a bunch of seedlings and put them into water in a way that they become moist and stick, that could be chayiv mishum losh. That can involve the malacha of lisha. Siv yud gimel. Ein shovrim hacheres. You're not allowed to break a piece of ceramic because if you want one small piece of it. Ve'ein korin anayar. You're also not allowed to tear up paper. Mipneishu kimetakin kli, because it's if you're being metakan a kli, meaning if you tear off a piece of paper because you want to use it, that is a tikkun kli. Now, the halach is like this. First of all, we're talking about where you're not being makbid on the exact size, because if you were, it would be the malach of machatech. But aside from that, what are we talking about here? We're talking about where you want to tear off a piece of paper and you want to use that piece of paper. So even if it's not mechatech, because I'm not cutting it to size, why isn't it korea? Why is this mishum metakin kli? The Bir Halacha wants to say that the malacha of korea has to be a tikkun for both sides. Meaning, if I would take a piece of paper and tear it up into a few smaller pieces of paper so that I can use all of them, that would be the malacha of korea. But if I'm tearing off a piece and all I want is the piece that I'm tearing off, the Bir Halacha wants to say that that's not considered korea, that's only considered tikkun mon. Now, here he goes into the case of opening a letter on Shabbos. He differentiates between two different cases. He says that what if you have a letter that is in itself folded up and pasted down? By opening it up, you're doing a tikkun in that letter because it's now a letter that you can read. That would be a real problem of korea, the Mishnah Berurah says, and a real tikkun. And as a result of it, it is aser. The only eitzah would be to let a non-Jew know that you cannot read the letter because the letter itself is sealed. And if he opens it, that'll be mutter. This is all talking about the kind of letter that it's mutter to read on Shabbos, and we've been through that sugya. Whereas, what if it's a separate envelope? You have a letter and an envelope. There the Mishnah Berurah wants to say that the envelope itself, when you open it, is not a tikkun in the envelope. You're getting rid of the envelope. You're being mekalkel the envelope. There he wants to say that there is more makam lahakal. Lemaisa, he says in all cases, that you should only be makal in the way of being maramis to a non-Jew, and only then would he be allowed to open it, and you could then read the letter.